Shalom Aleichem. This is Rabbi Kovacs, and for Shabbat Shemini, we are in Nazir, chapter 1, the second Mishnah. As we mentioned yesterday, Nazir is quite similar to Neder. It's a specific kind with its own specific rules. As we're about to see, Hareini Nazir, he says, behold, I am a Nazir. That sounds good. Mina Chartzanim, from grape seeds. Umina Zogim, or from grape skins. Umina Tiglochot, or he says, or from getting a haircut. Uminatuma, or from becoming tame, to become exposed to a dead body. Hare ze nazir, he's actually a real nazir. Now, these are all aspects of nazir. A nazir can't have any part of a grape or grape products or wine. He does not take a haircut until the end of the nazirut, or if he gets tame, and he's not supposed to be exposed to tum'ah, to ritual impurity from a dead body. So in all these cases where he's sort of saying he wants a partial nazirut, no, he gets the whole thing. Hare ze nazir v'chol dikduke nazirut alav. And all of the details of nazirut apply to him. He's a regular nazir, not a partial. What if he says, Hareini k'shimshon, I am like Samson, k'ven Manoach, or like the son of Manoach. Now Manoach's son was Shimshon, Samson. Or k'bal Delilah, like the husband of Delilah. Now if you actually look into the story of Shimshon, he had more than one Philistine wife. Now, of course, he had them convert to Judaism. That doesn't really change the fact that they were loyal to the other side. I've heard Mefarshim say he did this because at the time, the Jewish people, the Jewish army was very weak compared to the Plishtim, the Philistines. So if he went up against the Philistines as a Jew, then they would soundly be defeated and punished and be horrible for the Jewish people. But the Plishtim, the Philistines, would always fight with each other. They would have family feuds and squabbles and neighbors would kill each other. They're Plishtim. They're not very civilized. So if he married into a Philistine family, he could be part of all those family feuds and have an excuse to kill a lot of the aggressive Plishtim. Baruch Hashem, we don't have to have our prophets resort to such risky tactics in this day and age. Baruch Hashem, our soldiers in Sahal should continue to be matzliach and destroy our enemies on all sides. Or he says, Kimi, like the one, she'akar daltot Aza, that ripped out the doors of Aza. Wow. He ripped it. That's literally Shimshon ripped out the doors of Aza, of Gaza City. Gaza City is where the Plishtim used to live. They were actually a seafaring, I think, Greek-descended tribe. They have nothing to do with the Arabs. Just happens to be the worst enemies of the Jewish people somehow end up near Gaza, Aza. Or he says, Shemi shenikru plishtim etenav, the one, I'll be like the one that the plishtim blinded him, which again is Shimshon after he was blinded and he regrew his hair. He was able to destroy Aza, rip out the doors and rip out the pillars, and it fell, collapsed on and killed a lot of them. Hooray, Zay Nazir Shimshon. He is a Nazir Shimshon. Now we're about to find out a Nazir Shimshon is a little different than a regular Nazir. So Gemara asks, Ma Bain Nazir Olam? So what's the difference between a permanent Nazir? Nazir Olam means for the rest of his life. Le Nazir Shimshon. To a Samsonite Nazir. Now, just to comment, a Nazir Olam is someone like Avshalom, who said he'd be a Nazir forever. Whereas Nazir Shimshon, he was a Nazir from birth, by the decree, the prophetic decree of an angel to his parents. So the Mishnah explains, Nazir Olam, a permanent Nazir, chich bid sairu, when his hair gets really heavy, which is once every 12 months, mekel batar, he can take a haircut, maybe shalosh bahimot, and he brings the three karbanot, the offerings that we'll describe in detail later in this mesechta, vim nitma, if he's exposed to ritual impurity from a corpse, maybe korban tuma, he needs to bring the offering associated with a Nazir who became impure. Nazir Shimshon, but a Shimshon Nazir, a Samson Nazir, chichbid sairo, if his hair gets long, ain't no makel. He can't cut it, not even once a year. It's got to be permanent. Im nitma, if he is contaminated, ain't no mevi korban tuma. There's no offering. Now in the Gemara, they explain he has permission to become ritually contaminated. As we saw on many occasions, Shimshon would rip the jawbone out of a donkey and use it to beat the aggressive attacking plishtim with. So certainly in doing so, he was exposed to tumat met, from contamination, from contacting a corpse. So it was something he was actually allowed to do, lechatchila. Baruch Hashem, we're also fortunate in modern times that the army has long-range weapons and drones and things that are much safer than actually beating your enemies with a donkey bone. And also more friendly to Nazirim and Kohanim, so they don't become tame during the war. Great, let's go on to Mishnah Gimel. Stam Nazirut, a regular, undefined period of Nazirut, Shloshim Yom. is 30 days. And this is actually really interesting. The Gemara explains by Nazir, it says, Kadosh Yihyeh. He'll be holy, he will be. Now, Yihyeh, it's sort of an extra word there. And Yihyeh is Gematria Shloshim, is a Gematria of 30. So this is where we learn a halacha from a Gematria. It's not just for Mikubalim, for Kabbalists. It's also for the halacha of a undefined Nazirut is Yihyeh, is 30 days. Amar, what if the man said, or the woman, Hareini Nazir Ahat Gedola, I'll be a Nazir, one big one. Hareini Nazir Ahat Gatana, or a small one. Afilu Mikan at Sof Olam, I'll be a Nazir from here to the end of the world. So Nazir Shloshim Yom. He's only a Nazir for 30 days, and we interpret these other statements as he's saying, I'll be a Nazir and it's a really big deal, or I'll be a Nazir and it's not a big deal, I'll be a Nazir until I travel. Like, he really means 30 days, if he does not define an actual length of time. He says, Hareini Nazir V'yom Echad. I'm a Nazir plus one day. Or, Hareini Nazir v'sha'achat. I'm a Nazir plus 1 hour. Or, Hareini Nazir achat u'mechetzi. I'm a Nazir 1.5. So there's no halfsies by Nazir, guys. Harei zeh Nazir shtayim. He has to do 2 periods of Nazirut. When he says Hareini Nazir, that first thing, that's 30 days. So when he says one more day, one more hour, one more half, that's another 30 days because that's the minimum recognized period of Nazirut. Of course, if he had wanted to vow 31 days, he could have said, Hareini Nazir Shloshim V'Achad Yom, and that's fine. But when he does not define the term, it's 30 days. Now, finally, the Mishnah brings, what if he said, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom V'Sha'achat, 30 days plus an hour. So now that hour is really added on to the original 30 days. So here, Nazir Shloshim V'Achad Yom. He has to be a Nazir for 31 days. She'ein Nozrim Sha'ot. A Nazirut cannot be for hours, not for a specific time of hours. It's measured in days. So here he's not saying Nazir plus an hour. He's saying Nazir for 30 days and an hour. Really, we interpret that to mean 31 days. Shar Kochachem, welcome to Nazirut Shabbat Shalom.